So, everybody, welcome to another episode here at Beer Fish Fanatics, and we're continuing this episode, or actually part two of this episode, or at least just another part of an episode. I don't know, man. So, this is Granny with my pop fish, and we have
Kit with the YouTube channel Fishing Kit.
So, just so I don't know when I'm going to release this or when we release this episode, you guys got to go check out his latest episode that he did, or at least to me today, it's his latest episode that Fishing Kit did. And the reason being, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And he went down south to Kansas to fish for some blue catfish. But the content he has on there, so just everybody would see. Amazing catfish that were just surfacing, and they were just boiling on top, huh? That was pretty insane.
It was interesting catfish behavior, thousands of them just schooling up on the surface eating shad. It was crazy. I could reach down and touch him.
Yeah, you guys gotta go check out. On this link, if you're listening to it on the show notes, I'll put the link. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll put the link down below. You guys gotta check out that video towards the end. Pretty spectacular. I was just like, man, that was crazy. I've never seen anything like it. So, and then the thing was, there were catfish just surfacing and just chasing, eating the shad. Man, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
This week, I am doing the same beer I had last week. It's what is it?
I'll let you say it.
Lagunitas?
Yeah, Lagunitas.
Is it Lagunitas? Laguana. Yeah. Lagunitas. Sorry, man. If I'm butchering it, guys, I might not tag you guys on this one, but I'm doing the IPA again. I'm a huge IPA guy. So once again, there's another brewery out there in Petaluma, California, Chicago, Illinois. Now I believe they brew. And definitely, if you've never, or you're not a huge hoppy person, this might be a beer you build up to. It's not for the faint of heart in regards to hoppiness. It's not a bad thing. I prefer it. I love it. But I would highly recommend build up your tolerance in regards to hoppiness on this. Otherwise, it will kill your taste buds when it comes to it. So what are you drinking, man?
I am drinking one from Keg Creek Brewing, another Iowa beer, of course.
Love it.
This one's from Glenwood, Iowa, and it is a Moon Gold Apricot American Wheat Ale. Well,
there you go. Nice. San, we are still currently unsponsored by any beer company. That if anybody works at a brewery, any brewery that ever listen to this, we are very open to be sponsored in regards to beer, because we love it so much. But honestly, I just appreciate all the local craft beer. I didn't get a chance to get any local beers today, but I appreciate that Kit Fishing Kit over there did sponsoring some local beer. So I appreciate that. And then just anybody's listening to this, make sure you guys get out there. These are tough times for local breweries. If you guys can help support them, especially Central Iowa, and actually a lot of Iowa, just to kind of get off topic here, but breweries are shut down right now. I don't know when this episode will release. Hopefully it's released when they're open again, but they're shut down, and the only thing they can do is do to go. They can't open up any tap rooms. They can't even do anything outside, anything. So anything you can to help support local breweries, get out there, buy gift cards, like I said, buy beer to go, growlers to go, help support them. And a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these local breweries, they support small, you know, whether sports teams, things like that, just the community and everything. So do the best you can. I mean, it's just one of those things. We're going through a tough time. So sorry, man, I was just doing a public service announcement right there to help support small businesses. But I like I said, I truly love microbrews, craft beer, and I love local breweries. So do what you can, support them. Help them through this crap pandemic, I guess you can say. Cheers, man.
Yeah, cheers. Buy local.
Buy local if you can. Small businesses is the way to go. I mean, even if you don't buy local, as long as you at least support small businesses, because some people like, you know, items, or whether it's beer, or they like, you know, stuff, you know, clothes from small businesses from another state, another city or whatnot, that's fine. But support small businesses. And cheers, man.
Cheers.
This week, I think I was just talking to Fishing Kit before we jumped on this one was how do we get into fishing? I never actually asked you, and I don't think I've ever told you how I got into fishing or when you first fished or whatever, the first fish you caught. I would say my first experience of fishing was with, I think I was maybe, I want to say 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old that I can actually remember. And I caught, we're fishing for carp. I remember my uncle, till this day, was putting sweet corn on hooks. And I remember I didn't catch anything. And I was just like, why the hell are we putting corn on hooks? And it's because to catch carp. It was the easiest way to catch carp. And, you know, at that age, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, man. You just, you know, I was like, it was cool just to be out there near water and just to see another life form literally come out of the water that you can't see. So that was the coolest thing to me, was to be able to see a life form that you don't typically see because it's underwater, and to come out of that water because you threw something, you know, a piece of food out there. So that was the coolest thing. And I think from that day forward, to see my uncle catch carp of all fish, it was so funny, on corn, sweet corn, it literally piqued my interest. And I think from that day, it's always been a passion of mine to get better at it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not professional or anything, but to get better at it, but just to learn more and more. And that's why I started this podcast, to get to actually pick your brain more, fishing kits brain more, but also meet new people, guests and everything, to really get better at fishing so I can get that feeling when your pole gets tugged. And I think that was my addiction on that. So, but that was my start, I guess, how I got into it, and how, and till this day, I'm at the age of 40. I still remember that day. And then, like I said, I think I was literally like 6 or 7 years old. So that's quite a long time ago. How did you get started, man?
Oh, all right. It's going to be kind of a sad note, but.
Great. No, I'm going to drink up then before you start this.
But, you know, so. You know, my dad, he passed away when I was young. I was, man, let's see, what was it? 1993. So I would have been 85. I was 8 years old. So one of my last impressions that I have of my dad is him taking me fishing. So it's like, it's just something, it's like, it's something that reminds me of him, you know, being 8 years old. I don't have a ton of memories of him. So that's like, it's like that lasting impression that I have of him. So, you know, fishing, that's my jam. And then, like, I still remember, like, last few times we went fishing, even though I was young. And I guess if I had to blame anybody for my addiction, it's him.
But, you know, that it's a good addiction in a way, because a lot of people are like, number one, you're not hurting any humans, at least most of the time, as far as I know. But you're doing it. It's a stress reliever. It's, man, it's so hard to explain until you get out there. Even when you get skunked, it's still the best thing to do, in my opinion. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where even if you go out there, you don't catch a fish, but just to be out there fishing and just being outdoors and everything. The cool thing, like you said, it's moments. I remember that moment when I was fishing my uncle till this day. You remembered how you got into fishing and you love fishing because it was your dad. It's memories, man. It's like, so I talked, okay, one of my best friends and myself, we have a deep conversation before, and we're like, life is all about experiences. Life is all about experiences and memories. Because at the end of the day, that's what you have. And I think that's why it was so crucial for you, is because you remember that, is because it was of your father. It was a memory, but it was also an experience. It will be ingrained for you till the day, literally till the day you die, right?
Yeah.
And that's cool. And it's a positive thing, because, and that's why, and, you know, we'll segue into what we were talking about. What we want to talk about was about kids. Okay, so I have four daughters. I have a 7-year-old, I have a 5-year-old, I have a 3-year-old, I have a 7-month-old right now. So my life is insanity, you know, and they're, you know, they're all, I have all daughters, and to get them, I really want to get them into fishing. Not just, you know, because I want them to do something, I guess you could say, a lot of people consider it masculine, But honestly, I just want them to get into fishing because if to me, I'm not good at that, at fishing. So it gives them opportunity to get better than me at something and also grow at and learn how to do something. Well, number one, be outside, get fresh air. But number two, just be one with nature in a way. And that's why my biggest thing was, how, I always ask you, because the girl's my daughter, so I don't know if you guys get a chance to see one of Fishing Kid's other videos that he actually, we met out there to go ice fishing, and till this day, I don't tell you enough. They ask, when can we do that again? That's, I mean, during the moment we were ice fishing, they're like, I'm bored. I'm bored that we're not catching any fish because we're ice fishing and it's cold, it's wet. Funny thing is, ice doesn't go a week without them. When can we ice fish again with Uncle Kit? I kid you not. So obviously they remember, they go, yeah, it was wet, it was cold, we didn't really catch any fish, but when can we do it again? So, you know what I mean? And that's why, how do we help, I guess you can say, the new generation of whether it's kids, children, to really get into fishing and to build the sport and really appreciate it in a sense. So it's always been a question and a big thing of mine to help, because not only is that going to help the sport and other, kids and stuff, but it helps me because how am I going to keep getting them interested? And I think that was a good stepping stone, ice fishing of all things to do. You know what I mean? What else would you recommend if any father who's not, and this is the thing too, not all fathers are great fishermen. not everybody's great or know what they're doing.
He can attest to
I can, thanks, man.
that.
But you know what the thing is? This is the thing. There's a lot of fathers out there, and a lot of fathers who want to take their kids fishing, but they probably don't have the confidence in themselves to take their kids fishing, and they want to make sure if they take their kids fishing that they want to make sure that they have a good time so that they want to do it again, right? It doesn't even have to be father, mothers too. You know what I mean? So it's the, how to take child fishing. So this is from my experience was number one, if you're not that, if anybody's listening to this or who's never really taken kids out fishing, the biggest tip that I'll give you, if you're going to take a kid open water, any type of fishing, the very first couple times, do not take your pole. Take the kids' poles and make it about them only. Because you're going to be doing everything from tying the hooks. If you catch a fish, you're going to touch the fish. They're not going to want to touch it. The first time they go out, they're going to be like, ah, they get freaked out. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. They get freaked out. They don't want to touch it. They don't want to grab it. They don't know how to retie. They don't know how to tie knots. They don't know how the hook's dangerous, all that good stuff. So if you're on the right, the left, and you're fishing and you're telling your kid, ah, just keep doing it, and you're not focused on them, I guarantee it, their experience goes down. That's my biggest tip to anyone who's listening to this, male, female, if you're looking to take your daughter, son, anybody brand new to fishing, even if you're taking your girlfriend or your boyfriend who's never been fishing, I highly no. I you obviously know how to fish. If you're taking them, that's you've done it before and it's something you like. So if you're taking somebody brand new, you want to focus your attention to help them enjoy why what you enjoy, right? And that's why I'm like, okay, biggest tip ever: don't take your pole at least the first couple of times. Take them, focus on them, help them enjoy what you enjoy. So that's my biggest tip. You, as the expert fisherman in my eyes,
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
what would you, I guess you could say, what's a good tip that you would give to somebody who's going to take somebody brand new fishing? Like, all right, Kit, you're going to take me fishing. I've never fished ever. What's your tip for yourself? How are you going to take me fishing to make sure I enjoy it and you all, have a good time?
Patience. That's gonna be a big one. That's gonna be a huge one, actually. Like you said, just focus on them and not yourself. Because if you're trying to fish and then they're asking you like a million questions, then you're just gonna get frustrated and they're gonna get frustrated.
Yeah, I think because I did that once before. I never thought about it, and I think it wasn't the first time, but I think I took my own pole. And you're right, you know, I had Damon, my oldest daughter, and she was just like, "Daddy," you know, blah, blah. She was just asking a question, but I was casting, so it's just like, and then I looked at her face. It wasn't a sad face, but it was a I'm not as interested anymore face. Yeah. And I think, like I was just saying, it's one of those things like, ah, I totally got that. You know what I mean? When I saw her, so then from that point forward, I mean, I take my pole maybe once in a while. We go catfishing or whatever, so I can just cast and leave it. But at the end of the day, if you're going to take your young ones, I mean, I really highly recommend, if you want a fishing partner for life, don't take your pole. Because if you make it all about them and you make them love this thing as much as you do, you're going to have a fishing partner for life. At least that's what I hope. We'll see. Once the girls are a little bit bigger, we'll see on that. But I think, man, that's, you're right though. Patience. Cause I think a lot of people tend to, like, you're supposed to know that. Set the hook. Hello.
Yeah. Like, come on, set the hook. Duh. Obviously.
And you know that, you know, the funny thing was, I had that happen. Damon, she, you know, I took her out fishing and we were just bluegill fishing, you know, just a couple of worms and a bobber. And I told her, set the hook. And she looked at me like, what are you talking about? I go, oh, you know, because you're so used to, it's just a natural thing.
Yeah, it is natural for like you and me.
Yeah, because it's natural. You feel a bite or you see your bobber go down, you just pull it, right? She didn't know, and I'm just like, ah, so I had to show her, and then she got it. So then, I mean, she doesn't set the hook that great, but at least she knows how to stand up, so kind of, you know what I mean, kind of somewhat set the hook when she sees her bobber goes down. But yeah, it's one of those things where I want the future of fishing to grow, and I want, you know, I'm so excited to see. I get excited. I don't know about you, but I get super excited because ever since I started mop-out fishing and I see pictures of people sending to me of just kids catching fish, just see the smiles on their face to me. I mean, it's priceless in a way. I wanted to start this podcast and everything also to have you on it. The reason being, because I wanted to pass your knowledge to them. My mind is weird sometimes. But at the, you know, my in-game vision or whatever it was, because I want your knowledge, not just to the kids, but just to people in general, because it would be a waste, in my opinion, if you don't have a platform to give your knowledge so people can learn and get better at something that we love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, people don't really... Some don't appreciate fishing. I can guarantee a lot of people are like, why do you always want to go fishing for? Why do you get so excited? Or ice fishing. You know, my wife still asks me, you know how hard it is to wake up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, but ice fishing, you're like, you don't even sleep. You're going to go in the, you know, the next day. You're already up and ready to rock and roll. It's like, it doesn't even faze you.
Yeah. It's like the memes where it's like, it shows a picture of like a guy. He's like, his alarm, he's got like 6 alarms to wake up like during the week to go to work, you know, 5 o'clock, 5:05, 5:10, 5:15, so on and so forth. But then when it's the weekend, it's time to go fishing, 1 alarm at like 4:30 and he's up.
Yeah, you know, and you know, everybody who's probably listened to this far, they can all attest to that. It's like, when you know you're going to go fish, because that's the thing, we don't get to go fish every day. If we did, I mean, I wish I could. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure everybody wish they could. But when you know you're going to go fishing, something about that, it gets your stomach all tangled up. You're excited. It's like, you know, you can't even sleep the night before, especially with ice fishing. For some reason, ice fishing just gets you in a bunch. Like, you're already rock and roll in the morning. I mean, you're beyond excited. And the crazy thing is, you might not even catch a fish.
Yeah.
And it's cold as hell, ice fishing, but yet we're still excited, you know? But like I said, though, and I think if you're going to take any kids, at least ice fishing wise, definitely see, if you can afford it, get a flasher or at least a fish finder. I think it helps a bit. To
camera,
so you're not just out there in the freezing cold and you're not sure if you're on top of fish or not.
A camera helps a lot because it gives them more of a visual. With that said, you gotta go to a place where the water is clear enough where you see fish and stuff. But like the first time I took my camera out and I put it down there and I could see like a tree and like bluegills and crappies and a bass swim by. I'm like, oh my God, it's exciting to me. But like if a little kid sees that, it keeps them engaged.
Yeah, and if anybody's watching, I'll put that link on here. But my kids were like, "Whoa, we saw that fish on the camera. It was so cool. It was really cool for them to see that." If you can afford it, that's obviously expensive. It's more equipment, but if you can do the stuff like that, little things like that, my recommendation is anyone who's gonna take their kids or someone fishing, and if you don't have the equipment or you're not an experienced angler, if you have, I'm pretty sure you have friends or you know somebody who is, if you ask them to take you fishing with their kid or whatever, I would guarantee you 99.99999% that fisherman would be like, sure, because that gives them an opportunity to go out and fish themselves, and they'll help you. And that's the biggest thing. Like, I really do want people, because I see a lot of, whether it's fathers and mothers that take the kids fishing, and it's awesome, but I feel like sometimes if it's not something they do, that they kind of feel like, they don't want to take them out as often. You know what I mean? Take the kids out to build the sport in a way. But like I said, ask a friend, ask any angler if you would be willing to take me out and my son or my daughter or anybody out. Because anybody came up to you right now, hey, fishing kit, would you be able to take my daughter or my son to fish with you, and we'll come out and you can kind of show us the ropes a little bit? I don't think you're gonna say no.
Well, yeah, if
I
you want to
mean,
go.
That's just one of the things. I think we should build a sport. It's a good sport. Make it fun. Make it something for the kids to love. Make it enjoyable. And I think it'll be my like I said, ultimate goal. I want my daughters and my kids to enjoy it, so then I can have a fishing partner for life. So then 5, 10, 16, 20 years down the road, hey, dad, you want to go fishing? I'd be like, duh, type of deal. So, but other than that, holy crap, we've been talking for a bunch of nonsense for a while. I don't know. Cheers.
Yeah, it was. Cheers.
Cheers. All right, man. So, until next week, we'll see where Fishing Kit and I are at. We have some things lined up just so everybody is listening or watching. If we can get some other guests, other knowledgeable people. I mean, if you haven't seen or listened to our previous podcast, go back, check it out. I mean, we've had some amazing guests. I'm not gonna lie. We've had some guests here that are beyond knowledgeable in regards to fishing, whether it's catfishing, trout fishing, just wiper, any type of fishing. We had some amazing guests. So go back, check those out. We're gonna be taking a trip here, and we're gonna go to Kansas. We spoke about this a little bit on the previous podcast, but if we catch some fish, we might show some, hopefully we had some trophies that we can show you guys of some sorts, that we're not just all talk, or at least Fishing Kit, obviously you can go to his channel and can see, but hopefully I can show you guys something that I catch. But we're gonna go, I think, to Kansas, and we'll fun. We're gonna see some family members down there.
Yeah. If they're not trophies, they're gonna be eaters, 'cause I know we're gonna eat some fish down there.
That's awesome. So yeah, if you guys, by the way, he does catch and cooks, and it's not the typical batter fry either, by the way. So you guys will get some variety of how to eat fish, so then you don't get sick of just a battered fried fish all the time. So,
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. I got a few of those, but there's some different stuff in there, and I plan on doing more different stuff too.
yeah, and you know what? I think when you start doing that more, I think people appreciate, like, huh, I can try a different way to eat a fish. It's not always one way to skin a cat. I think that's the saying. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. I don't know, man. We a couple beers in, man. So, all right, till next week, man. Cheers.
All right, see ya.